All right, and there we go. You know the deal. If you don't know, now you do know. Guns, the Gun Show, live Madison Square Garden, number one internet iTunes music radio show in the world. Listen to this. Over 9 million tune-ins on Shoutcast alone for the month of May, which is more balling than not balling. Am I right, Jordan?
That's insane.
I know that voice.
That's the epitome of balling, I think.
That's Jordan from the Ready Set. Hello, sir. Great American you are.
Hello, how are you doing this lovely evening?
Yes, this lovely evening's going rather pretty well for myself. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing swell. I'm just hanging around and not doing anything.
Yeah, which is kind of sometimes you just need to do that, you know?
It's great sometimes, but sometimes it's the worst.
Now, I got to say this because, you know, you obviously got hardcore Ready Set fans out there all over the globe. And a couple weeks ago, like probably less than a couple weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I've been playing the hell out of the new Ready Set song, Give Me Your Hand. And I was like, let's call Jordan, you know, why not? And you actually and you came on, so I really appreciate you coming on. But you're back on again right now, so thank you.
I'm back. It's part two of the previous week's chat we had. So it's really, I like to consider this a nice follow up. You know, just make sure we covered all the points we had to make.
Exactly. Now listen, Give Me Your Hand. It's available now on iTunes. Also, Twitter.com says The Ready Set, Facebook.com The Ready Set. Blah blah blah. The song's ballin', dude. I mean, the response has been very good as well.
Thank you. That's awesome. Man, I'm excited about it. It's been a while since I've been able to put out like anything just like full force. Like the last EP I did was just kind of like, it was almost like under the radar a little bit. So it's great to finally kind of just be like back, just pushing something hard. And it's been a blast to play that song live. So I'm excited about it and just getting to see kind of what happens.
Right. Now we were at the Raleigh-palooza not too long ago, which was nearly sold out. So.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
But I heard the new song there live, and you know, from there I was like just excited for it because it had gotten pushed back from time to time, and it was almost not really frustrating, but you know, from an artist standpoint, such as yourself, and every time you come on the Gun Show now for years since you first started, you're always constantly writing, dude. You're always in the studio, right?
Yeah, because you're right about the thing getting pushed back. If something is always getting like pushed back, like if I say something comes out like in May, it's going to come out in like July, basically. That seems to be like the common situation. So my way of dealing with that is just like constantly writing, just being like, all right, I'll deal with whenever something comes out, but I want to have, you know, stuff ready to go for the future so that it's never just like, I never want to be in that position where it's time to put out a new song and I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to release. So it's literally every day I'm trying to write a song, trying to get something done, and just trying to keep myself busy, you know?
Right. And clearly it's working out for you as you speak here with Jordan, The Ready Set. Now, with this song, it was done for quite some time, but let's talk about what this is going to be on. Obviously, the EP came out, you know, had Killer, had some other tracks on it, which did well, and crowd favorites, you know, have become crowd favorites, which is kind of cool. Because normally, I feel like with an EP sometimes, like, I don't know if fans always react positively to EPs as far as knowing the songs, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like a lot of times EP stuff kind of like slips through the cracks, which is actually kind of cool sometimes because I feel like when you put out an EP and people react really well to certain songs, it almost becomes kind of like their thing. Like I think a lot of times it can become just like, you know, the album or like the short like group of songs people kind of gravitate to just because it is so not out in the open that I think, I don't know, it almost like adds an element of like I don't know, like people being able to relate to it a little more.
Like more realness, especially with the artist.
Yeah.
It's like when they come out with like a limited edition t-shirt or something and like
exactly.
And like a fan has it. You're like, damn, dude, there were only 300 of those made. That's cool that you took the time to do that.
Yeah, it's not like, none of the songs on that EP were like, they were never like at radio or anything like that. So it was like, I wrote that and did that whole EP like kind of like diehard fans kind of have something to get into until like the album comes out, just like to kind of tie people over, which that was basically served as purpose, I guess. Like people got really into the stuff like Killer and all that. Like that's still like my favorite song to play live just like the reaction for that song specifically just like blew me away. Like I had no idea that was going to be the song on that people got into, but it's awesome because it's my favorite one. And makes me feel like I'm doing, you know, something right.
Something positive, hopefully. Twitter.com/TheReadySet. You have street teams all over the globe. Some of them tweet me back with your name on it in a whole different language. I don't even know what language it is. So
I love that. Yeah, that's amazing.
It's always good trying to decipher that. It's like go to Alta Vista and use the translator. And you know.
Exactly.
That's how I got through. That's how I got through Spanish class in high school. I would go to Alta Vista, and I would translate everything. But
I used to do that too, but it would always come out as like super broken, and I always felt like the teacher could like see right through that. Like, you use the translator. That you know, I can tell because it's like the most like backwards sounding thing ever.
Right. Exactly. I want to bring this up because you've been on a bunch. I think like one of your first ever interviews was kind of here in the Gun Show Studios back. Like legit, right? Like before
yeah,
the EP.
I think that was the first. That was like one of the first interview things I ever did, and also I think that was the last time that I actually came to like the studio and actually did it. Like ever since then, we've just been doing phone stuff. I think,
yeah,
right?
Which is not balling. I mean, phone's fun,
I gotta come back. And there was that day I was in New York all day doing nothing, and I could have stopped by, and we still ended up doing it on the phone anyway. That sounded actually fairly provocative, which is cool.
Which would have been balling, yes. You were Jordan, last time he was on, you called it like 11 a.m. You just woke up. You were not happy about anything. And you were going into the city. And we were like, well, you could have just done that your own.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. And I had my cool early morning voice on, which is like 10 steps lower than my normal voice.
Right.
So that's always that. That makes for a very like... It's like a husky kind of manly interview. I loved it.
Yeah, of course. Now, I want to ask you this, because like you said, you've been on before in the past, but Pete Wentz's birthday was yesterday.
It was.
Talk about like the first time you kind of came around. Like, how did that whole meeting come around, like that you met him?
I think my manager kind of knew him through some like mutual friends and stuff like that, and he had been sending out my songs to labels and all that, so Pete was kind of the first one to be like, hey, I'm into this, so... He came out and saw us play at the Knitting Factory when that was still open in Hollywood.
Okay.
And I remember I was just like, oh my gosh, this is the first time like anybody famous has ever had any interest in coming out and seeing our show. So I was super like, oh my god, this is crazy. Like all the dudes in the band are like big fans of Fall Out Boy and stuff. So
obviously, it's fucking Fall Out Boy, yo.
Exactly. So I remember it was crazy because like it was like a huge ordeal for him to come into the venue like super secretly, and like he had like security dude with him, and it was like a big thing, and like he stepped out for a second and kids like freaked out. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But it was cool. Like it was definitely like one of those things where it just felt like things were kind of like really moving along in like a cool way. So yeah, he's been like such a great help with stuff and just like all around good dude.
Right. And also, like, just especially since that was like the beginning, just the fact that he even, you know, it kind of just all went from there with Decadence and everything.
It really did. Like, they've been like just amazing with everything because they kind of do the things that major labels sometimes don't do, where like, you know, it's like they kind of like attack things from different angles in terms of like they're just like really great with like street team stuff and like just the kind of things that you think might not be the biggest deal, but really like they help so much and just like really help like get bands' names out and kind of really take things to like another level for sure.
And I can bring that up to you because I used to work at Drive-Thru when I was like 13 and 14. That's how I kind of got involved. And like when the starting line was Sunday Drive at the time and like Finch before Finch and all that. But you recently, and I remember telling you this in person, people did not expect you to like some of the bands that you mentioned, I think on like Alter the Press or something, that are some of your favorite bands, including like not Lagwagon, but Lawrence Arms and shit, right?
Yeah, that's so funny to me that like the response that got was hilarious because I don't know, I mean I kind of assumed people wouldn't realize that I was into that kind of stuff, but that was the stuff that like I feel like it was like those were like the pinnacle bands for me for music. Like those were the like game changers for me. Like I don't know, like Lawrence Arms, huge one, like Saves the Day especially, and like just all that kind of stuff. Like I grew up listening to like when I was like way younger, I was into like NoFX and like Millencolin and like AFI and like Rise Against and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So like
I'm
sorry. I don't know.
It's funny because people are like, no way. You know?
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, like looking at what I do now is so completely different, and it's obviously like musically not the same at all. But I think if anything, I might have taken away like some of like the the ethic from that kind of stuff in terms of, like, just working hard and doing things kind of on your own and, like, building something from the ground up. I think that's probably more what resonated with me over time.
And the thing is with you, you're not doing this for a fad or anything like that. Like, you are working your ass off. There's times, and I can attest to this, you won't go out when you're on a tour because, you, like, you might have a song idea in your head and you just want to, like, lay it down or something like that, you know, like in the bus or whatnot.
Yeah, that actually happens a lot. Like, I'll just end up hanging out and, like, just like, I'll, like, there's a lot of times I'll be writing something, like working on a track just in the front lounge, literally watching a party happening, but just will, like, hardly be involved with it. Like, I'll just kind of hang out and, like, witness the whole thing while I'm just, like, you know, like, poking away at keyboard or whatever. So it's kind of funny. Like, I'm just, like, the creepy dude in the corner with, like, a tiny keyboard and a laptop just, like, lurking there.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Like, I just want to watch the party happen.
My internet
all.
Friends. Yeah. Now listen, we spoke last week. Give Me Your Hand is the new single, well, at least the new song. Are we considering it a single or just a new song?
I believe we are, yeah. We're working on getting, like, a video ready, like, gonna start, I think, doing that whole thing in July, and then, yeah, just going from there. But it's definitely the definitely the first single off of this next album.
And now, we spoke a couple weeks ago, or I guess a week ago, and I brought up to you that there is a music video out there with this girl that is doing sign language throughout the video. And I told you that she was, I thought, based on the comments, that she was actually a real, or like partially deaf. Did we find out if she was or not? Or
I'm pretty sure she's not, because I know what ended up happening was they did like a casting call, and they were going to do this thing where they just taught whoever was, like, the potential person sign language, just to, like, see who could, like, pick it up the quickest, like, who was, the best for the video. And, like, I'm pretty sure she's not, but
if she is, more props to her.
Yeah, if she is, that's awesome, and I feel bad for not knowing, but I'm pretty sure she's not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, too, as well. After I said that on air, people were like, dude, I think you're wrong. I was like, fuck, he's going to kill me. So I apologize for that.
For all I know, I mean, maybe it's not even the real sign language stuff, but I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure they, like, looked into it.
Now, you guys can YouTube it. It's The Ready Set. Oh, Give Me Your Hand. It's the official video, and then buy it on iTunes. Make sure you Evan pick it up. But has anyone come up to you now with the dance or with the actual sign language motions yet, or no?
Not yet. I mean,
I'm
hoping it happens. Like, I want, if the best situation ever would be just to have a bunch of people at a show just, like, sign the whole thing while we're playing it. Like, right. That'd be phenomenal. But we haven't, like, the last show I think we played was that Rollapalooza one. Like, we're not touring this summer. We're just doing, like, a few one-offs here and there until the fall, I think. So it's, you know, I don't know, hopefully by that time, there's some professional sign languagers out there in the crowd ready to sign party with us.
Well, listen, the first time someone comes up to you out there, I will send them a free Suns Out, Guns Out tank top, which, of course, are, you know, I mean, that is probably the best gift someone could ever get.
That is the best gift. That's all. I mean, I've been asking for that for Christmas for, like, 6 years now.
It's true. listen, Jordan, awesome person, great person. Music, how many songs are done?
I'm creeping up on 40 right now, but it's, I think I like about 7 of them, so really, really making progress. The other 33 or whatever are kind of just whatever, but, you know.
Quarter four, quarter one, release, are we thinking?
Oh, man, I don't know, really. I mean, I want to say it's going to be out in the fall, but every time I say something's going to come out, it's usually, like, way later, so I'm just going to say it will happen at some point, and I'm unsure when. I'm working really hard. I'm trying to get it done.
And you'll let the gun show now.
Yes, right. I will let the gun show now.
Perfect, man. You're a great American. I like Pawn Stars more than Storage Wars, but apparently
you.
Yeah, I'm a bit. I had the dude.
Uh-huh.
Do you watch Pawn Stars?
A little bit. I just kind of watch whatever's on, and lately what's been on my TV is Storage Wars, and I haven't really changed it, so that's kind of been what's been, like, enveloping me lately, and I've really fallen into it. I'm pretty deep in the game right now.
That's the one with the big tattoo guy, right? And they fight over the storages, I think.
It is, and everyone gets so fired up about it, and I love it, because it doesn't seem like something you get that fired up about, but then once you start watching it, I get it. I'm like, wow, this is intense stuff. Like, I kind of want to get into it. I'm going to start going out and, like, I want to creep up on the people on that show and just be the guy who outbids everyone. And
just to piss everybody off.
I can be on the show. Yeah, I just want to be on the show. That's all. Like, I don't really want anything. I just want to you know, it's camera time, man. Right. Camera time on Storage Wars is what I aspire to have.
That's ballin', dude. We actually had Rick, the main guy from Pawn Stars, here on the Gun Show. And yeah, that was a fucking blast. So who knows? You never know. If you don't know, now you do know. You never know. So
awesome.
Jordan, the Ready Set, great speaking with you. You're doing a new music video for Give Me Your Hand, though, an official one, correct?
Yes.
Eventually, a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be. It should be started working on in like July. So, so hopefully it'll be out shortly
before Christmas.
That.
Before Christmas.
Yeah. So when I say July, I mean it might get worked on in August, and it'll be out sometime before 2015.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome, dude. You're a great American. You talked to my intern, Caroline, the producer. She. Was...
I did. What? That's great. You're officially a big shot. I've never had a call from the Gun Show and had it not be you. So you. You have made it.
Yeah.
Intern, I love it.
Yeah, cool. Lucky me.
Only, lucky you.
Only if you saw what she looked like, and then you'd be like, not lucky.
that's not a nice thing to say. She's
right in front of me.
She's
a great American, just like you. Later, dude. Love you, dude.
See you, man.